From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Commission of Inquiry into the St. Lucia UN Fund scandal adjourns to await the outcome of a writ of prohibition. The European Union again rejects US demands to open up their banana market to American producers. And a lecture in London examines the importance of West Indies cricket as a model for Caribbean unity. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Commission of Inquiry, which was to have begun hearings today into what has become known in St. Lucia as the UN Fund scandal, has adjourned for a date to be announced. The adjournment was taken in the light of an impending ruling on Thursday on a writ of prohibition, seeking to block the Commission from carrying out its mandate on the grounds that its chairman, Sir Fred Phillips, has been described as a close colleague of Prime Minister John Compton. Mr. Compton has been at the centre of allegations in connection with the UN Fund's affair. The writ of prohibition in the High Court was filed on behalf of a local building contractor who believes the relationship between Sir Fred and the Prime Minister might prejudice the inquiry.